Radioactive, you're going live in 3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to Radioactive.
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 You are now listening to Radioactive Youth
Media. You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media's podcast.
Happiness.
Happy.
Happiness.
Comfort.
Commitment.
Hollywood.
Issa, what's the common denominator here?
Love, Megan. Love, love, love.
Meet my podcast partner, Issa Talija, who ventured into the great blue yonder of Seattle to find what love really is.
And meet my podcast partner, Megan O'Kelly. We're interns at KUOW's Radioactive, a program for teens interested in radio in Seattle.
Today, we're working together to share with you some of the most important stories of all.
Stories about love. And of course, relationships.
Lust.
Partnership, acceptance, and being happy in the day-to-day.
Friendship, honesty, compassion.
Is it almost Valentine's Day? Wow. Love is a deeper thing than the, you know, the butterflies. It really is willing to sacrifice for them and know that they're going to sacrifice for you and know that that relationship is going to be equal.
It's a deeper bond than just human connection. When you see someone walking on the street, it's more of an emotional tie where your feelings and another person's feelings interchange and reflect each other.
A strong emotional and, you know, oftentimes physical attraction to somebody.
This connection that you feel to another person where you just generally enjoy their company. When they're around, you instantly feel more at ease and more excited. Just someone that you can be yourself around.
Complete and total connection between two individuals. With a total amount of sacrificing each other's needs, sacrificing your own needs for the other person.
You care so much about someone else that their needs are put before your own.
When someone else's happiness is your happiness.
It kind of feels like all of those moments where you say something and the whole room kind of like looks at you with blank stares, you finally have someone that makes eye contact with you and nods their head, and you just, like, they instantly, I don't know, they're like the other part of you that you don't have around all the time, but you can count on.
It's like, you know, you always have each other. There's a support system there at all times that is unique in a relationship with another person.
Having goggles on, like, everything you do that involves that person is kind of biased, it's really tainted, you know? You don't really think straight.
Seems very overwhelming, but fun.
Really calm. Everything's peaceful, especially when you're with that other person.
Well, it makes you really happy, and you feel accepted, and like someone appreciates you for who you are.
Love is something that you really care about. And if you didn't have it, I'm pretty sure the world wouldn't be normal.
It's an amazing feeling, and it's wonderful, and I miss it.
So, Issa, do you have any special stories about a special someone?
Well, Megan, I would have to say that I'm pretty under the radar when it comes to love and relationships, but this past week has been extremely hectic. Quite the emotional roller coaster.
How so?
I don't want to go into the details right now, but I've learned a lot from these encounters.
Sound like an alien abduction. Close encounters of the relationship kind.
And what have you learned, Megan?
Well, I've learned from an sometimes on, sometimes off relationship that I've had since middle school. We dated in 7th grade or 6th grade. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago, and we were both fairly immature, but he was the first boy to tell me that I was beautiful, and he was my first kiss and my first date, and so that was, you know, that was really special. And he broke up with me. We dated for a couple months, And then in freshman year of high school, we started dating again and decided that it wasn't really working out, so I broke up with him, and we have started to kind of rekindle our friendship and potential relationship, and so we might be starting junior year together as a couple. So we'll find out. It's an adventure.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Do you think that friendship can blossom into love?
Absolutely, and I think that's the only way that I've ever, like, had relationships is with someone that I've been friends with for a long, long time before we start considering a relationship.
Well, that's great advice, Megan. And you know, it might even come to handy with my situation.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like we've got a lot of experience between the two of us, and so we may seem like love experts to the audience. But just in case we didn't get all the facts, Isa went out into the community to find out what advice people had to share on the topic of romance.
Don't let other people tell you what love is supposed to feel like. Find that feeling yourself.
Be confident in yourself and trust that you will find love one way or another.
Be honest.
If you and somebody are getting ready to be in a relationship, or you're already in a relationship, but something in your gut's telling you that this person's not right, or you feel kind of uneasy around the person, back away.
I would say that, especially in relation to high school kids, that you shouldn't go looking for love just because everyone is dating someone. You know, you should really fall in love because that person makes you happy.
Not to change yourself and to keep in mind, like, what's best for yourself, even if maybe you feel like it's the right person, but to know that you always come first.
Be secure with yourself. Don't chase after relationships. Let them kind of blossom in front of you.
Don't fall in love, or at least try not to fall in love until you love yourself, at least 95%. 'Cause if you cannot love yourself, it's very difficult to love someone else.
And don't feel pressured into finding it before a certain age. I know people who find it much later in life and they're completely happy.
Keep it in perspective, because all relationships either end in marriage or they end permanently. So, like, it's not the end of the world if you break up.
Like, have fun in a relationship. Don't make it all about, like, who's right, who's wrong, and having to go on dates and stuff like that.
Don't watch movies to get love help. I thought that was the key when I was a lot younger, and real life isn't like that.
I think we both learned a lot from this.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for Angela Nguyen's world famous anecdote joke of the day.
Over to you, Angela.
All right, so this one concerns my boyfriend and I, but not in a bad way. So the other day, I was feeling pretty bummed because I've been sleep deprived and I've been editing a lot and I've been going through social withdrawals. Anyway, I called my boyfriend Chris and I was eating a cherry tomato and we talked for a while, and just talking to him made me feel better. So I said, you know what? You really have cherried me up, like cheered me up, but cherried because I'm eating a cherry tomato. And he laughed.
Did he laugh?
He laughed.
Marry him.
Oh, she will.
No, he'll marry him. I don't know.
Someone's getting married.
Someone's getting married here.
But now we are going to watch clips of some of the most famous and perhaps infamous romantic movies. And we're just going to react and see what we think in the moment.
Critical spectatorship.
Oh, that's a fancy term. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Can you make it full?
This is The Notebook. A very well-known
film. It's like the classic.
I know.
The classic boat ride.
Oh gosh, here we go. And
cue right now.
Like, how did that come up?
I know. Like, it was like a nice job day. Is that?
It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men.
Is she cold?
I don't know, I would be cold.
I would be freezing.
I would be very cold, and she's like,
this is wonderful.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Oh my god, I'm getting soaked! I'm gonna have to do laundry when I get home!
It looks like she's gonna drown.
Like, I know, it's like monsoon. It's monsoon.
In Nepal.
Here we go.
Oh,
no. Open mouth angry kiss. Ew. Okay, his whole mouth just like, oh my god, just like clenched on her mouth. That was disgusting.
How many times did they have to do that?
Probably so many.
Rain can be very romantic. And I also think that when people are honest, good things happen.
Yeah, she was just like real with him.
Thanks for listening. We hope you had as much fun as we did, and it would be lovely if you learned something, too.
Thank you to our program leaders, Jenny Asarno and Leila Katayev, and our awesome youth producers, whom we love,
Angela Nguyen, Alam Ibrahim, Nia Price-Nascimento, Noah Phillips-Reardon, Ernesto Morfin, and Maria Quagden, and my lovable co-host, Megan O'Kelly.
Not to mention my fantastic co-host, the lovely Isa Talesia.
Thanks, Megan. And remember to check us out on the web. Court us on the KUOW website at kuow.org/radioactive.
Treat us on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
And flirt with us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media.
Don't forget to tune in every week, Tuesday through Friday, for our daily podcast, or you'll break my heart.
Signing off from Radioactive, I'm Isa Talija.
And I'm Megan O'Kelly.
Have a good one.
And best of luck with your love life.